My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Mike Martz is one of those guys. And like when I asked him about off-the-field problems with players, he said, okay, there are allegations. It's not my job to deal with that. I got to coach him if he's here. I coach him. And I thought, okay, there's the coaching perspective on that. You can't worry about that. That's not your deal. It's interesting. When I asked him about quarterbacks, oh, my goodness. Now, he developed a lot of quarterbacks.
Yeah,
but I thought it was really.
I forgot a chunk.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was really interesting. I mean, because Mark Bulger was a pretty good NFL quarterback. I think he was a third-round pick.
Yeah.
And they developed him into a starter. Trent Green was the starting quarterback and then got hurt. Kurt Warner had kicked around a little bit. He had been in Green Bay, you know, in camp with Green
Bay. Bagging groceries.
And I loved that he said, these guys who have kicked around a little bit have a chip on their shoulder and they're motivated. And I agree with that completely. I always did. It was interesting to hear him say it. But the problem, as Mike Martz said, is that they don't develop quarterbacks in the league anymore because there's no time nor place to develop them. And to me, that's such a huge mistake that the NFL is making. And that's why in the past, you and I have talked about, okay, you've got the UFL now?
Sure. Whatever the spring ball league is.
Assign quarterbacks. Work a deal with them. Send your quarterbacks there. Send DTR there. Let DTR be a starting quarterback for a spring team. Let that happen to these second and third string guys in the NFL, the young guys who need developed. That helps solve some of your quarterback problem, does it not? You would think.
If you could... The problem is I don't know if the league wants to make any kind of an investment in a minor league per se. I think that's almost what's holding this back, is to have enough people to have 30 minor league teams, right? I wonder if that, or 32 minor league teams, I should say. I wonder if that's what's holding this back, because what Mike Martz lays out there is right. We're having to simplify all of these offenses because these quarterbacks aren't at the level that they once were, because everything is so rushed now, because everybody's job is on the line if you don't succeed immediately. From, gosh, high school coaches to college coaches. You could even look maybe a little bit at professional-ish youth coaches as well. There's so much more heat on these guys to succeed now than it is to build for the next level. And so when he says that, he might be onto something. The question I have is there enough finances and humans to have 32 minor league systems that could be used to development?
But what if you had 12 and, you know, every team doesn't have to send a quarterback there. You know, you want to send a quarterback and you've got like 12 guys, because I'm sure a lot of guys wouldn't want to go. And I'm sure a team wouldn't want to send some guys. You know, for instance, the Browns' backup quarterback is Jameis Winston. Do you want to send Jameis? No, he doesn't need to go.
No, not at all.
But DTR sure does.
Yeah. You know, or...
And it would make those spring leagues, A, more interesting to watch, because there would be a little bit more NFL fandom following those. And B, would really give it a point, because if you're developing offensive talent that you're going to see in the NFL, boom, win-win.
Well, and there's guys that you could think of who were decent-sized names in college, who kind of had a late flyer taken on them. Like Hayden Hooker always pops into my head, the kid from Tennessee who now lit the Detroit. World on fire now in Detroit, who sustained the knee injury.
And isn't going to see the light of day behind Jared Goff.
And is older than you think. That's a guy who I think you could see in a minor league system going through reps and having coaches working with him and working on skills and then putting him in game situations to see if he's learning. The problem is, the NFL is the home of state secrets. They treat everything that happens in this building like it's the government. So you got the first problem is you would have to share with all of these other ideas, and all these other places would have to come together and share these ideas. And you know these teams are petrified of that concept. So that's the first flaw, is you would have to somehow knock down all of those walls that have been built between these teams. You would then, to have your idea of only having, 12 teams, 10 teams, something along those lines to develop these quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
It's why I think the only way you're going to do it is with 30 individual minor league teams, because you don't want the Packers don't want to share their quarterback development ideas with the Saints, who have a hard time developing a quarterback. I think that's the problem. And while as silly as that concept sounds, it's how professional sports is operating. You know, what I'm doing, I don't want you to take what I'm doing, because what I'm doing works. And if you start doing it, well, then now I'm not as special.
What did you think about what Mike Martz had to say about Deshaun Watson? He was not a fan.
No.
And he said he was their Achilles heel last year. And since he's been here. And he's got to get it done. I mean, Mike's to the point. Mike is a offensive guru, and he's not a fan, at least of what he has seen so far.
I think when you hear it from that kind of a guy, it makes you open your eyes a little bit more. You've heard those sentiments coming from a lot of different angles. Again, not to keep referencing him. Robert Mays, of course, had the same thing when he went back and watched all the games, had the same thought process that was there. You've heard that coming from a lot of people that we have talked to on this show going, hey, it's make or break. You said it's make or break. Andy said it's make or break.
I think it has to be make or break. I don't think if it doesn't work this year, I don't think you can go into a fourth year with him.
I do not think so either. I think you're in a position where you're doing the Russell Wilson thing.
I do too.
Where you're going, I'll cut you a check. We need to move a different direction. And I partially wonder if bringing in a Jameis Winston was
the precursor to that move.
Part A, hey, we need a backup quarterback who has success in the league. And B, we need a backup quarterback if things get a little ugly. I don't know that. I'm reading into things. I hope that's not the case. I want Deshaun Watson to be awesome. I want the Deshaun Watson of 5 years ago, who was must-see TV when he hit the field. You sat down, grabbed your popcorn, put your legs up, and went, I'm going to see something I've never seen before in my life. So let's go. I want that. But we're 5 years removed from that.
It just is a critical situation for the Browns. And obviously you have a huge investment, not only in draft capital, which you've paid, that's done, money, which you're still paying, and cap room, which could really affect you for a long time to come. We'll see. And the practices with the Vikings starting this afternoon. They're getting after it, and you will hear Kevin Stefanski after practice on the afternoon show with Nick and Dustin. Nick already here warming up. He's ready to go. We just had a huge international event where one guy in particular ruffled the feathers of absolutely everybody. That, and maybe we have a 92.3 The Fan correspondent for another international event coming up shortly. Details straight ahead.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.